John Brennan is a local music composer and sound designer who specializes in advertising and film. He recently partnered with Clayton Belcher's team at Jolly Crouton Media to create the score for a new video game set to hit the market on October 4th. The game is called Matchpoint, and as John explains, it takes the concept of the classic game Pong and turns it completely on its ear. Well, John Brennan, thanks for coming in and being with me today.
Thank you, Jim.
So I'm looking at your history. You have a background in media and music. You got your master's in Chicago. How did you then make the connection back to Cincinnati? And then how did you make the connection with this group to create music for this video game?
My goal after Chicago was to come back to Cincinnati because I had family here. Connecting with Matchpoint and the game developers was about a year and a half ago. Yeah, I think I just wanted to get into games because I think I had done my last film and I've been doing films for quite a while and wanted to try something new. So I reached out to the local IGDA chapter, and it's IGDA. Found Austin and Clayton there. It's Austin Huebner and Clayton Belcher.
With Jolly Crouton Media.
That's correct.
And I've seen some of your work. You mentioned films. I've also seen you've done sound production for some commercials. Mm-hmm. The one that stands out in my mind was the one you did for, I think it was an organization in New Jersey, an aquarium.
Oh, yeah. That showed the dinosaurs. Of the deep.
Yes. It was really impressive. It was a really beautiful piece. How do you make the leap then, going from this multimedia big screen type of experience to video game design? Do you approach it differently?
Well, this is my first video game score. And so I was kind of learning as I went. And so I took a lot of the principles from music scoring for film and kind of applied that to the game.
So when you know that the end user experience is going to be vastly different from being, say, in a movie theater with this massive sound system to maybe a handheld device even, or a personal computer, do you approach the sound differently knowing that it's going to be received in a different way?
The good thing about the game scores is a lot of the players are wearing headphones. And so a lot of times they can have actually a higher fidelity experience, wearing the headphones, which is nice. Versus a lot of independent films are really being screened on Vimeo or YouTube.
So give me a little bit of background about your scoring approach and then how it differs between doing a feature film as opposed to doing a game where I guess some of these pieces are intended to loop in smaller sections of time.
Yeah, I mean, I can talk about the game's inspiration and where the soundtrack kind of came from, because it's a lot of it is similar, I think, from a game soundtrack to a film score as far as setting your palette of sounds and what you're trying to accomplish aesthetically. You're kind of setting that up first, whether it's a game or a film, and then you're writing themes. And the only, I think, difference is after you write your themes for a film, you're basically then scoring directly to the picture and actually customizing that theme to hit on specific points within the film. Whereas with a game, a lot of times you're not scoring specifically to the picture. You're just scoring the energy and what needs to be accomplished in general for the user. You're not hitting specific points.
Well, let's talk about this game, Matchpoint. Mm-hmm. It's sort of a tennis/pong experience, but taken way beyond that to the point where the shape of the field changes, the actual goal areas for the individual players changes, and then you can affect gravity. How quickly or how early in the development did you get involved so that you know exactly how this game works and how you need to approach it musically?
Yeah, so Austin and Clayton started developing the game over 2 years ago. And so luckily, when I came in about a year ago, it was already in beta and you could play the game. And so the game kind of, as you were talking about, kind of actually stems from the original Pong game. And what Austin wanted to do was basically create an experience where any user could just jump in and play the game and have fun from the get-go, but then also develop enough skills that there was a high technical cap as well. So it kind of has the look and 2D feel of an old school Atari game, but then has the energy and the playability you'd expect from a modern game as well.
And it also goes from 2 to 4 players.
That's correct. And so musically, we were really kind of accomplished a similar thing, whereas Austin told me he wanted a couple things out of the score. He said he wanted something memorable, because if you look back at the old Atari games, you put in the soundtrack of Dig Dug, you know exactly what game it is, you know, or Mario Brothers, of course. And all those early games had a very simple melody, but had a very recallable sound. And so we wanted a soundtrack to this to also be catchy and familiar, that it was identifiable to this game.
And having listened to some of the tracks for this game, there's some heavy instrumentation here, and I'm very curious how much of that is synthesized and how much of that, because you have like a horn section, you have a guitar section. How much of that is quote unquote real instruments and how much of that is synthesized?
Well, on games like this, they're independent. There's not much budget. Mm-hmm. So the entire score is synthesized except for some trombone parts. And so the score was written with myself and my two assistants from CCM, who are just incredible musicians, Tim Gardner and Steve Hastings. And so Steven actually does play trombone. And so we were able to actually sample his trombone in the studio and have it play.
How much research did you put into the development of this soundtrack in terms of your own gameplay? Do you play video games actively, or did you dive in and, you know, were you trying to create that iconic sound? And how far back in video game history did you start doing this research?
Yeah, I probably did a little too much studying. Yeah, so I love video games. I probably shouldn't say I owned four Ataris.
2600s?
Every model. So anyway, love the old school games. And so one thing we wanted to accomplish with this game was to harken back to the earlier scores and have that earlier sound, but then also bring it to the 21st century as well and use modern full orchestra and techniques as well. So you kind of had a blend of both.
And you have these tracks that kind of loop. How many sounds or experiences do you have to have sampled to be able to trigger during certain events when players do things that might not be, say, in sync with the backing track?
Yeah, so this game, we talked about the score being very user manipulatable, but in the end, it actually made more sense for the soundtrack just to play full out in loop. And then we have different, basically, fanfares that play, like for the final point in the game called Match Point. And then for the actual end game, there's another fanfare that plays. But yeah, we actually found through experimentation, because we originally had created the music and stems so that depending on the gameplay, different stems would kick on and kick off on the intensity of the game. But it just didn't feel correct.
For anyone out there who is a, let's say, a budding video game sound designer, music composer, what sort of tips could you offer them from your experience, both as a developer and as a previous student in the master study of this?
Yeah, don't wait, just start. You know, don't say, oh, I've got to get more schooling done, or I need to get this piece of equipment. You know, it's just start going to the local IGDA chapter in your city and, you know, meet game makers and start volunteering to create soundtracks for their games. You don't even have to be there in person. You can, you know, network with these people online, go to the different game user sites that are out there and, you know, just start meeting people through forums and volunteer your music.
Is this International Game Developers Association?
Yeah.
So I guess the only remaining question is what's next on your horizon?
Well, I'm actually spending so much time just finishing this score and mixing. So this is the most complex music that I've been involved in writing, and each piece of music takes 2 or 3 days to mix.
What makes it so complex? Just the various layers?
I was looking at my track count. I mean, there's well over 50 tracks. Each individual instrument from, you know, orchestra to chiptune to percussion. I mean, everything. Oh, yeah, all the percussion's live. Okay. You know, other than like the sampled drum kit, but all the, you know, shakers and tambourines and claps, things like that.
The game itself, Matchpoint, they're going to have a launch party on Thursday, October 4th at 16-Bit Arcade. What's going on there? What can we expect if we were to stop by that evening?
Yeah, so it's open to the public, and 7 p.m. is the start time. And so when you walk in 16-Bit, there's three large flat screens, you know, basically just open play for anyone just to come and play Matchpoint there. And then I think later in the evening, probably around midnight or so, they'll have a tournament as well where people can sign up and, you know, battle each other basically to take the Matchpoint crown that evening.
And so it'll be available on the Steam platform, which is available for PC. What other platforms is Matchpoint going to be coming out?
It's be available for Macintosh and PC on October 4th. And then the developer's next goal is to release it on Nintendo Switch and then hopefully, you know, kind of gain traction from there. They are going to be pushing it hard in tournaments throughout the United States and in other gaming convention shows.
Well, John Brennan, thank you very much for coming in and telling me more about Matchpoint. Thanks.
Excellent. Thank you, Jim.
My thanks to John Brennan for stopping in to tell me more about the game Matchpoint. Matchpoint from Jolly Crouton Media launches Thursday, October 4th on the Steam digital distribution platform. The official launch party for Matchpoint takes place at 7 p.m. at 16-Bit Arcade on Walnut Street in downtown Cincinnati. For links to more information about the party, the game, and its creators, please visit us at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.